We might have made a huge mistake. So we had Juliet in yesterday, the day before.
Wednesday.
Juliet was our first ever sports reader, sports journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left, and then Carrie. So we got to Juliet to come back and read the sport news in the morning. She was replaced by Carrie. And we thought, well, get Carrie back to read the sport news if she's available. She wants to do it. She's available. She wants to do it. She's ridiculously heavily pregnant. Like, I think her baby's due at 8:15.
Yeah.
It's an prime time.
Any minute. Yeah.
And so we haven't seen Carrie for a long time. So, despite everything, it'd be like, oh, my God, hi, how are you? Add to that, she's a little bit emotional and pregnant.
Yeah.
And, I think she's already crying.
She is already, yeah.
I'm already crying, and I'm not pregnant.
We need to get some tissues ready, I think.
Tom's crying, definitely. I know that.
For many reasons.
For God's sake. And they've brought their beautiful daughter with them, who's doing little forward roles in the live lounge.
She's brilliant.
She's proper
that.
Good at them, yeah. Isn't she?
That's one of the best live lounge performances we've seen in a long time.
Absolutely. My favourite line from her this morning is already, dance, Aled, dance. I'm like, okay. So I'm dancing.
Who said that to you, Tom?
Yeah. That's his tradition, isn't it? He always says
it. We used to call Tom Captain Underpants as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And Major Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know why we called him that.
The man with a cannon in his back garden.
Still to come on today's show. Carrie reading the sport news. She's back and she'll be on in about 10 minutes. 7:49. And Carrie is going to be here to read the sport news at 8 o'clock. I'd love her. With Tom, her husband, and Poppy, the lovely little girl, who was bouncing around in the live lounge. She's very happy.
She's incredible. And another little one on the way.
Hiya! I'm talking to Poppy. Hi, Poppy! Hi!
Through soundproof glass.
Hi! Because you have to talk in a kiddie voice, don't you?
Mm. Right.
Hiya! Hello! I'm waving and doing a high-pitched voice.
And she's...
Hi.
She's just looking at it. Yeah, she's like, there's something wrong with it.
Not massively interested, is she? Oh, there you go. I just blew her a kiss. No, I thought she was blowing me a kiss. I think she was just picking her nose. Mm. And that's fine. And flicking it out the window. Yeah. Like father, like daughter. All right. So anyway, Carrie will be here to read the sports news at 8 o'clock. And we'll have a few Carrie memories, which will be nice. Before that, though, hey, Tina, do you know what day it is today?
It's McFly Day!
But before that, though, it's time to welcome back to the Chris Moyle Show the one and only Carrie Davis.
Yay!
And
yay!
Carrie Pridu.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so beyond excited. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
You're always excitable.
I know. You're regretting it now, aren't you? Going, why?
Now?
Should we do this?
Yeah, well, no, a little bit.
Of course I'm not.
A little bit.
Now, when... Your lovely husband is here.
Yes.
Who we heard a little clip earlier of when you announced the radio. I have a new man. He has a tank in his back garden. Sorry, a cannon. A
cannon in his back
which
garden.
We still have.
Well, by the looks of things, love.
Yeah, it's still exactly. Working. I tell you what, it's working, isn't it?
Not firing blanks, is it? When are you due with... So Poppy's... How old is Poppy?
Poppy's nearly 2.5 now.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And when are you due with baby number two?
20th of September.
Wow.
So, just under 3 weeks to go.
Are you ready now? You've had enough?
No. Oh, two's enough.
No, I mean, as in, yeah, have you had enough being pregnant?
Oh, yes.
For the last kind of eight months.
It was great being pregnant with Poppy, because I just worried about myself, not a problem, could have a rest when I want. Now I'm chasing a toddler. I'm so tired. It's ridiculous.
Oh, she's reaching out to you. Oh.
She does amazing roly-polies.
Yeah. Listen, I'm great with kids. Watch this.
Oh, she's crying.
It's not helping.
We've got some lips going.
Yeah. Genuinely not happy.
Well, there's only 11 shows left, Dave. The nation's in mourning. Yeah. She's like, I'm only 2.5, but I thoroughly love the show, and just nothing else compares. So, what have you been up to? Doing mummy things?
Yeah, well, I kind of... went back to work a bit, just doing part-time, because I wanted to sort of look
for BBC
after.
Sport?
Yeah, for BBC Sport, just sort of looking after Poppy and stuff, mainly.
You kept popping up on News 24
a lot. Doing News 24.
I saw you a lot on there.
And then, but do you know what? For quite a few months, I couldn't listen. because I just got so upset every time I listened. So
bad
just,
show just or for, just
no, not, right. not a bad show. It's probably the smell that was emanating from the radio. No, it's just I for a couple of months I couldn't really listen because I felt sad. So what missed you all? But Juliet
whispered to me when she was in the other day when she was leaving. She gave me a hug and she whispered in my ear, going, and honestly, she went, "I never should have left."
Oh, did she?
So feel free before you leave at some point to admit that you, just like Juliet, are a scab. Although you did leave because you were off to have babies and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
and it's
you
just,
know, makes more sense.
Yeah, and then then I got up the duff again.
Yeah.
So...
Standing to attention as always, eh, Tom?
Yeah.
Troops on manoeuvres.
Can I ask a question, Carrie?
Yeah.
Why have you brought? You brought in your sports script, but you've also brought in a.
Well, apparently, I've got a present for everyone.
Oh right.
Because there's cake next door.
Oh.
But apparently, one of the team members, I think the one sitting next to me on my right, is going to get some chickens.
Yes, yeah,
I am. And we have chickens.
Do you?
So I've brought you half a dozen of Prideaux Farm eggs.
Wow. Yay. Wow.
So you can taste what proper eggs should taste like.
Wow. Oh, they look like proper eggs.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of look like your head.
You should have drawn eyes and a goatee beard on each one.
But they're all different sizes as well.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens, is it?
Yeah, when they're kind of free range.
How many chickens have we got?
We've got four.
Wow, and how many are you getting, Dom?
Three or four.
Wow.
I think, yeah.
We did have three, but there was a slight diplomatic incident.
Sure.
And you can't just reintroduce one, so we had to get two to go in together.
I don't really understand.
Wow. I don't
either. It was all down to a friend's spaniel. Let's just say,
Carrie,
don't tell Poppy.
If Carrie had moments of being posh before, is she not just completely posh now?
Oh, yeah.
You are posh in it.
Totally posh.
Hang on, have you got a cross between a spaniel and a chicken?
No.
Dave, I'm trying to change the subject.
A spicken.
So hang on, you don't... Let me have a look at the eggs.
There you go. They're all different sizes, it? And they all look like my head.
Don't
make
oh.
Oh, no, don't.
Can I
laugh? Carrie's about to pop any hour.
We thought she was going to cry, Dave, and now she's laughing. Mm. Oh, please don't urinate on the floor. Isn't that what happens?
Yeah.
When your waters break, is it wee or actual water?
It's not water.
It's other stuff.
It's
right,
not
okay.
Wee.
Mm. All right.
Although, saying that. Anyway.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure down there.
Well, sure.
Carrie.
Don't make me laugh.
Filter.
Sorry.
These eggs, by the way, look, Prideaux Farm eggs. Lavender, sage, rosemary, thyme. What does that mean?
They're all
you named
chickens.
The eggs?
They're chickens.
Right.
Name them after herbs.
Because Dominic's going to name his after McFly.
Yeah.
I thought it was members of U2.
Hmm. Oh, good idea. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I might do.
Bono the chicken.
Come here, Bono.
Bono's
just late again.
Oh, look, there's Larry Mullen Jr.
I'll warn you now, they make such a racket when they've laid an egg.
Oh, do
to
they?
Let you know. It's so noisy. It's
well,
ridiculous.
Sure, so would you. I bet when you gave birth, you weren't quiet. Get the egg out of me! What?
That's not far off.
All right, now, you need to compose yourself because we need you to do the news and sport, okay?
She's not going to
right,
do it.
Right, no, calm down.
Okay, here we go.
Be nice.
We're going to be nice.
Mm. Breathe, Carrie.
Dom, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Carrie, are you ready?
I think so.
All right. It's time for the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie.
Listen, watch, share.
Oscar Pistorius and Ellie Simmons are two of the star names featuring on day two of the Paralympics. Great Britain won two gold medals yesterday in track cycling and swimming, and they'll field a Paralympic sitting volleyball team for the first time today. They open the women's competition against Ukraine. Newsbeat sports reporter Simon Mundy.
The British team includes Martine Wright, who lost both her legs in the 7-7 bombings, which took place the day after Britain was awarded the 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Elsewhere, the Paralympic stage sees its first action with world champion Hannah Cockcroft racing in the T34 100 metres for athletes with cerebral palsy.
Luis Suarez rescued Liverpool to send them through to the group stages of the Europa League. That was after a 2-1 aggregate victory over Hearts at Anfield. Meanwhile, Liverpool striker Andy Carroll has joined West Ham on a season-long loan. Newcastle are also through to the group stages, but Motherwell are out though. Andy Roddick has announced that he's retiring at the end of this year's US Open. The 30-year-old is the last American man to win a Grand Slam. That was back at Flushing Flushing Meadows in 2003. And British high jumper and Olympic bronze medalist Robbie Grabautz has won the Diamond League title, and with it a $40,000 prize.
And the weather. Chilly.
Still got it.
To start
Still
with.
Got it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Dry and bright in eastern England. Elsewhere, a bit cloudy. Rain in the northwest and some more drizzle further south.
No.
Yes, 9 minutes past eight.
The Chris Moyle Show. It's almost time for us to go.
Almost time, but not just yet.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, you did, and it was brilliant.
I know, I was so nervous, and I thought, I'm so excited and nervous and such a mess of emotions. I thought, I'm going to talk at a million miles an hour, just be a complete nightmare, which I probably have been, but anyway.
I thought it was one of your best bulletins. Genuinely.
And you set Aled off, he's crying.
Oh,
God.
I just stood on his foot. That's what it is.
It's so lovely to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you back. Mm. Poor old Tina, though. God love her.
I know, bless her. It's everyone's like popping
to
in.
To celebrate the Chris Moyle Show finishing, Tina, here's everybody that did your job before you.
It's like someone coming and introducing all their ex-girlfriends to you.
No, it's fine. We've only got 10 and a half shows left.
If Carrie had never left, we'd have never met you.
That's true.
Mind you, if Jules had never met, we'd have never met left, well, exactly. We'd never met you.
Yeah. And I'd just like to point out, okay, I admit I may have been a little bit mental, but I've sorted out the drink problem.
I think that's what Juliet said the other day.
Yes,
but then she couldn't remember saying it.
Yeah. So Tina, just think in a couple of years' time, you'll have sorted out that drink problem you've
got. I know. The future's bright.
Yeah, it is.
The future's rehab.
See you.
I'm joking.
Dark.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Joking.
Wow.
The future's not so bright.
No, it's fine.
So many lovely memories. You know, lots of things about Carrie from the show that we found out. There was obviously the time when, you know, obviously Carrie's now happily married with a family.
Yeah.
But there was a time when she was in an up and down relationship.
Mm, on off, I think is the expression.
She'd walk into work on a Friday and go, "Hey, he's an idiot, and we're not together anymore." So we'd go, "Oh, and do you know what?
Yeah, we never
it's
liked him anyway.
Probably just as well because he is an idiot."
Is he?
Yes, he is. And then she'd come back in the morning and go, "We're back together again." And we'd go, "When we said he was an idiot,
yeah, we didn't mean
we didn't mean it." And then we sent Carrie to Wimbledon to do some reports, and she was on one side of the court, and on the other side of the court was her ex-boyfriend, who was doing live links into the BBC Breakfast News.
It was like something from Bridget Jones' Diary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was lovely.
So we got her to sit in the umpire chair, and as soon as Chris started doing a link on the telly, we got her to shout, "We were on a break," the famous line from Friends, and it worked, and it's brilliant. It was one of our best moments ever. Everybody who was listening went to a telly to watch.
Carrie, say we weren't on a break.
Oh, no, it's that's right. It's we weren't on a break, right. Wasn't it?
Carrie, say we weren't on a break.
We weren't on a break.
Lovely. I love that.
So that, again, we need to play it because you can hear him in the background. He's doing his report. And then it was booming with that. Was that PA system, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're just getting to say loads of stuff. You're in the umpire chair now.
The mic is on.
Say we were...
New balls, Chris.
Just start making noises.
New balls, please.
By the way, this is like 8:15 in the morning, so there's no tennis taking place.
Yes.
And he's there stood doing his link. And all you can hear is...
And we're watching the TV in the studio at the time. It's live on BBC One.
Oh, it was just hilarious.
He's Harry, say we weren't on a break.
We weren't on a break. It's really bad. I forget, kind of, I thought it was quite quiet, probably would have missed it, but no, it's pretty booming.
I think the video's out on YouTube of the actual TV side of it, and you can hear you in the background. And then who was the guy, Michael...
Michael Schtick.
Yeah.
So... Right, do you know what you should say?
Yeah.
Right, as soon as he starts talking, go, "Oh my God, it's Michael Steele." That's what you're going to do.
Go.
Quarter at the All England Club. And you get a little nervy feeling. Now, this man, back in 19...
Go.
Michael Steele was here.
I love it.
Oh.
Didn't you have to be escorted out of Wimbledon after?
Yeah.
We got a huge telling off.
That's probably why they won't let me go down there.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm really sorry if I scuffed it for everyone.
Right. Tina, that's not the only reason.
Just imagine if Karen had still been on the show during the Olympics, there would have been, you know, it would have been Hussein Bolt's first race, right? And running up next to him in the pyjamas. Hiya!
Doing star jumps behind him on the blocks.
On a skateboard. Hi. You have to slow down, I'm pregnant. You can't beat me, I'll cry. Anyway, welcome back, Carrie.
It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to have you back. Carrie's going to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:14. Let's get some more memories from the Chris Moyles Show, and then we're going to play a couple of songs. Anyway, here we go. Carrie's here.
Yay.
Do you know, I've had so many people say to me, what on earth am I going to do? What am I going to listen to? It's just so sad. It's like a way of life. And when it's your morning routine, when that goes, it's not good.
Do you think as well that Radio 1 will just be gone by Christmas?
The whole thing, the whole station. Yeah. Yeah, they can't survive. I can't see how it's going to work.
Well,
yeah.
It's weird because we're all in agreement. Yeah.
Can we play a quick game or something while Carrie's here?
Yeah.
Oh no, don't.
Don't listen.
I will go into labour. Don't
fuck! Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrities who word tango. Ding and dong mayhem. Lady first, but we've got 10 million listeners. And we've made a famous song. There you go. It's the Chris Moyles two word tango.
So, for those of you who don't know this game, where have you been? Dick and Dom used to do this, and then we blatantly stole it off them when we love it. Two-word tango is very simple. You have to name somebody famous, part of a category, and that's it. And you can't repeat, and you just go round and round. So the music plays like this, and then you say the word in the gap. Say the name there. Say another name here. And a third name. And a fourth. And it gets faster and faster.
It's so easy.
Can I ask a question?
I think we've completed it twice in the 5.5 years that Carrie worked on the show.
Is this a good idea?
Well, as Carrie just said, she might go into labour.
Yeah.
Because she gets very panicky.
I've got really hot already and my palms are sweating.
Four? Look at you.
I'm really hot.
No, you're not sweating. Your palms are glowing, Carrie. Your palms are glowing.
No, they're sweating. I can see them.
Okay. I'm so, tense. Would you... What category should we go for?
Just celebs.
We need to narrow it down a little bit.
Honestly, make
what
it
we've
easy.
Found over
just,
the years is
just
the...
famous people.
Oh, I know, famous people who have been on this show.
Oh, okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
And Carrie, you can start.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Elton John. Oh.
Gwen Stefani.
Will Smith.
Simon Cowell.
Davina McCall.
Gary Barlow.
Rob Brydon.
Sharon Osbourne.
Uma Thurman.
Steve Coogan.
Frank Lampard.
Halle Berry.
Jimmy Carr.
Alan Carr.
Justin Lee Collins.
Carrie, now listen, I'm not a doctor or a midwife, but please don't leap off that stool again like that.
Did you just leap off the stool and drop to your knees?
Yeah.
And wow, Tom, get in here, quick!
That concerns me.
Yeah. Breathe.
Wow.
Oh, so rubbish!
Don't jump off the chair again.
Carrie is the most competitive person in the Western world as well, it's worth
That was rubbish, Davis, Prido, whatever you are.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Can we go an easier category?
Do you know what?
Maternity units around the UK.
Chickens.
Do you know what we'll do for Carrie? We'll do Chelsea footballers, past and present.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is that better for you?
Yeah. Okay.
You're a Chelsea fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Chelsea football players, past and present. Don't do Frank Lampard. It's the only one that Alan knows.
Please.
So here we go. Carrie to start.
Yeah.
John Terry.
Gianfranco Zola.
Frank Lampard. I'm out.
Petr Cech.
Dominic!
Dominic!
I had Petr Cech in my head. Iron Robin, then, I was about to say. Petr Cech. Sorry. Do you want to do it again quickly? Sorry.
Okay, the same one?
Sorry, yeah.
Let's do the same names again then. Here we go.
Yeah.
John Terry.
No, what did I say? Oh, yeah, I've got it. Zola.
Frank Lampard.
Petr Cech.
Flora Malouda.
Peter Osgood.
Kerry Dixon.
Ashley Cole.
Gary Cahill.
I can't think of it. Sorry, that's terrible. I just went blank on Chelsea players.
Okay, let's do another
round.
Can't
bring myself to
Fernando Torres. Let's start with Dave this time and go. So I'll be Dave, Alad, me, Dom, and then Carrie. Let's do people we know that Carrie doesn't know. I know that's not going to work. Do you know what? I'm kind of with Dave. I'm in 2 minutes to do another round in case you actually do give birth.
I think if you'd seen what happened before,
yeah,
it was a bit scary.
But Dom, you've got the hot towels, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got the hot towels.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got them barbecue tongs as well. So
yeah, forceps.
And I know doctors from the surgery, so we're fine.
Yeah,
we're all covered.
I want to go home now.
And Tom's here; he can get you to the hospital in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Move.
His tank's outside.
Tank's been outside for 8 months. Mm. Now listen, it's been.
Don't.
Now then.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just like, a nod of approval there.
No. All right, look, we need to do the news of sport.
Yes, you do.
So who's doing the sport? Carrie or Tina? Tina's going to come back. Otherwise, she's got nothing to do. So Tina's going to do the sport. Carrie, you go and take a seat on the sofa at the back of the studio, and then we'll come back, and I want to do one more little thing with you, if you pardon the expression. Oh. Thank you, Jimmy. And we'll do that after the news. So Carrie is now retired again, and Tina's in her place.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC.
8:35 now.
Hello, wait, Carrie's cousin. It will be trouble. There's going to be I predict grizzle.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I got into so much trouble.
I bet
that.
You did.
That's where Somerset Boy came from, essentially, wasn't it?
It is, right.
Yeah.
I'm Carrie's cousin. I'm Carrie's cousin. I can't get down.
Because I never met your cousin, and I don't know where I was when that meeting happened. But
it
wasn't
Reece,
part of
wasn't it?
It?
Reece Hughes.
I can't remember.
Were you in
the World Cup?
Germany. In Germany.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you still on speaking terms with your cousin?
Do you know? I haven't seen them all for ages. But yeah.
And of course, and I don't want to make Carrie cry, but of course.
Yes, you do.
Wonderful Nana Windows.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And sadly, we lost Nana Windows, but she was the inspiration to a track which became so ridiculously huge. Mm.
She loved that so much.
Mm. Well, and God love her, because it was rubbish, really, when you think about it.
It's a terrible song.
I was looking at the CD sleeve for the first album that we put Nana Windows on,
yeah.
And the lyrics are in there. It takes up a page and a half. Nana, Nana Windows, Nana Windows, Nana, 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 Nana Windows.
We still get requests for that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, she's amazing. Proper good Nana.
It'll live on forever. What an amazing life she led. And then just before she decided to go up into the clouds, we made a track which basically inferred that she just looked out the window staring at strangers walking past. What a life that we just took and turned it into one 3.5 minute ridiculous pop song. However, the family that Carrie comes from, very, very musical.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Obviously, Nana Windows inspired Nana Windows and Carrie's cousin inspired Somerset Boy.
Yeah.
So Carrie one day said she loved that Calvin Harris Dizzy Rascal track, Dance With Me. But when Carrie talks about rap music, she says, I love that Dizzy Rascal.
Yes.
He's not Dizzy Rascal, he's Dizzy Rascal. And we were saying, wouldn't it be funny if Carrie did a rap of it? So that's what we did, and we made it. Mm-hmm. But she couldn't do it under a name. She has to have a fake rap name.
Of course.
But because Carrie's posh, we called her Camilla Rice. So Camilla Rice, and we did this on stage.
In Newquay. At Boardmasters.
That was the most frightening thing
you
I've ever
You were carried
done.
On stage by two hunky twins.
Yeah. Two models, weren't they?
Yeah.
Alad's friends.
Friends of yours. Well,
you say that.
Simon, good morning.
Whatever. they weren't all that.
That was genius. I love that.
Anyway, so we got Carrie in the studio. And Calvin Harris came and did his bits, and it was very nice. And let's remember Carrie's rapping. And before I play it, by the way,
do you know something that's just hit me randomly? I've actually kind of technically worked with the same man who's worked with Florence and the Machine and Rihanna.
Yeah, that's right, you have.
That's really very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Poppy, check your mummy out. She's down.
I mean, you could also argue that we've all done exactly the same, but that's fine. You big up Calvin Harris. I listened to this recently, and I started smiling to myself when it started. Within 2 minutes, I forget it's Carrie, and I really like it. The more, because what happened was, the joke is Carrie going, "What's up, darling? I've been keeping my eye on your movements." That's funny. But because she's very good, after a while, you kind of go, "I really like this."
Yeah, it's great.
So enjoy Carrie in her rap guise as Camilla Ice. This is Ace. I love this.
What's up, darling? I've been keeping my eye on your movements. A couple of shakes and put your skills on show.
Oh, I love it.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. That was amazing.
Yo.
Yo. You get posher as the song goes on.
I think it's really good.
It is really good.
It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's brilliant. One more time.
If I'm out on my own, then I can look at you looking at me. If I'm out on a date, then I just shut my eyes, then I can see. Get away from the bar, tell your boyfriend, hold your jaw, and dance with me.
Aww. I still know what the words are.
I know. Do you know what's really funny is Carrie's sitting with her back to the Live Lounge window, and she was miming along, kind of going, "Oh, hello, darling. I've been keeping your eye on your movements." And Tom, Carrie's husband, through the window in the other room with Poppy, the daughter, and he suddenly goes, because he thought you were doing it live. They're going, "God, she's amazing." And someone else texted in saying, "Hey, listen to that, Tina. No auto-tune."
I know.
Yes, there was.
Okay. You can hear them.
And a lot of double tracking.
Carrie's making it sound so common.
A lot of comping on that.
Calvin came in and went, "Nah, change it, change it."
Exactly. Well, listen, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck with baby number two.
Thank you very much.
Feel free to call your second child Chris, Alla, Dave, Dom, Tina, if you wish.
You have our permission.
We might go with Tina, just purely to do with the sex.
Oh.
No. No, she means it's a boy or a girl.
We might go with Tina, purely to do with the sex. I've heard that before.
That's a great T-shirt slogan.
I don't know what that means.
Let's stop I'm that offended. Image.
Right.
And, just because we know this is another little girl. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you and your ever-growing family and Tom and Poppy. And you're going to cry, aren't you?
I'm really sorry. I miss you guys so much.
I know. And soon we'll be gone forever.
Stop it.
Don't.
She's gone already. Yeah.
You have to go somewhere else.
Listen, Carrie, listen. Don't you worry. I'll be coming up to see you to grab your eggs.
What?
That sounds really
from
wrong.
The farm, of course. Tom said you can come up and have some of her eggs. They're delicious. That's what he said.
Oh, my God. 8:44.
All right. Do you want a hug?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Here you go. Ah, come here.
Love you.
Oh, my God, that's hell of a squeeze. Wow. By the way, I see you've finally broken your husband. He gave me a handshake and he didn't break any fingers in my hand for the first time ever. You've finally broken
well
him,
done,
worn him down. We were all prepared. We all did weights this morning just to make sure he wasn't going
to
kill us.
He did press-ups before he went out to meet you.
I've seen your gun show. It's impressive.
Well, thank you very much. It's nowhere near as good as your Tom's cannon. Anyway, the lovely Carrie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Miller Ice. Carrie Davis, Carrie Pridham. It's 8:45.